The name of my story this morning is King Jesus. Hats are interesting. A lot of folks have come from my closet at home wearing different hats. Hats can be used as pretty decorations for on your head. Here is Mommy Potato, and she's wearing a princess hat that she got at Disney World when she was there on vacation. She feels very pretty when she wears it. And hats can be worn as protection. When you see this orange hat, this little helmet, that person probably has a job in construction, right? It is made of very hard plastic, and it would protect your head, say, if, for instance, a hammer would fall down and hit. It wouldn't be as injured. And Barabbas wears a batting helmet for when he plays baseball, in case the ball would hit his head. Hats can identify what your work is. For instance, Officer Spud is a police officer, and you can partly tell because of his hat and the whistle in his mouth. Hats are fun. Uncle Floyd always likes to wear his pilgrim hat on Thanksgiving Day when he carves the turkey. Silly Uncle Floyd. And then Uncle Pete likes to pretend he is a pirate. He's a little crazy. And Mr. Mwaka Sanga wears his handsome black manly derby so he can be told apart from Mrs. Mwaka Sanga, who wears his pretty wide-brimmed lace hat. Yes, so you wouldn't get them mixed up. Nurse Fran wears a hairnet kind of hat so that the hairs on her head would not fall out when she's working in the hospital and perhaps the risk of spreading bacteria or disease. And here is King Jesus. We know that a king's crown, probably made from precious stones and pure gold, would be what a king wears. And of course, we also know that Jesus is the King of Kings, not just a regular king. He is the king of everything there is, from A to Z. Now, here is the surprising part of the crown that Jesus wore. The crown that was placed on his head. The crown was not made of precious stones and pure gold. His crown was meant to be painful and was made of thorns like this. And they are very sharp. Don't touch them. Yeah. Isn't that odd that God's very own son wore such a painful crown? Why do you suppose that would be? Seems like the best answer I could think of is because God loves us so much that he gave his only son, Jesus, so that he would show us the way to get to heaven so we don't get lost. The end.